Luanda Magere. Magere was like a mystery. He was very strong and fierce. He was a good fighter. When the Lango and other neighbors raided the Luo, many would die in the hands of Magere. He seemed to have a body of stone. The Lango elders discussed the problem and decided to give Magere the most beautiful Lango girl as his second wife so that she could spy on the source of his strength. Magere's first wife warned him against marrying the Lango's girl, but he refused to listen. One day, Magere fell ill while his first wife was in her garden. Thus, the junior wife nursed him. He told her to get a blade and some herbs. Magere then pointed to his shadow and ordered, and I quote, "Cut there," end of quote. As she cut the shadow, blood oozed out, and so she knew Magere's strength lay in his shadow. The young wife then escaped to Lango Heartland and told the elders, and I quote, "Look for his shadow and pierce it. He will die," end of quote. A few days later, the Lango launched a fierce battle. One warrior drove his spear dead into Magere's shadow and killed him. When he died, Magere turned into a mighty rock. From that day, all who sharpened their weapons on this rock before hunting never failed to capture or kill their quarry.